There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
All right, welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I will be here for the next 2 hours. And one program note, if you want to access RBN, we're going to have to do it at republicbroadcasting.org. That's the new call letters and website for RBN. So go to republicbroadcasting.org from now on, and you can get your favorite talk show hosts all day long and all night long on RBN. Today we're going to delve into in depth The Almanac of Evil. It was written... it's kind of a quasi-legal document written by Franco Collins from Australia. Now, this is going to be a two-hour interview, so I'm going to give out the phone number right now because you're going to want to call in. It's an interesting document that is on the web, and we're going to go into it in depth today. So, 800-313-9443. We're not going to waste any time today on the Investigative Journal. Let me intro this story today. According to the Almanac of Evil author, the Vatican and the Jesuit order can be destroyed with the right combination of historic elements. Franco Collins, and this is interesting, we're going to get into his background because it's quite interesting, whose uncle is a top Jesuit thinker and writer in the world. But Frank knows that all roads lead to Rome, but he has to come against and come to grips with some of his influential family members, which is not easy, as well as fight the evil hierarchy of the powerful Satan worshippers in the Vatican. According to Franco Collins, author of The Almanac of Evil, with the right combination of elements, the Vatican and Jesuits, like I said, can be destroyed forever. Well, Collins has authored a quasi-legal document called The Almanac of Evil, pinning the Vatican hierarchy, including the Jesuits, with a litany of serious crimes going all the way back to the beginning of the Catholic institution, crimes violating international treaties and international law. Now, I've documented on this show, on a court case in San Francisco that's going on right now, that the Vatican Bank is being sued by numbers of victims of the Croatian genocide, which claimed over 800,000 to a million lives there right during World War and after World War II. Now, the Vatican has admitted to their conspiring in that, in these court documents, but claimed in a recent hearing before Jonathan Levy, who's representing the victims in San Francisco, that it was justified under international law. And Mr. Levy's eyes rolled when that was said by the attorney for the Pope. However, Mr. Levy came on my show and said there's really no justification for it, but they've been running around with dragging this case out since 1999. So you're going to want to look at that. It's a case called it's the Croatian victims of the genocide versus the Vatican Bank, and they're trying to get reparations from them. So anyway, the charges that Mr. O'Collins is making include but are not limited to prostitution, trafficking of prohibited narcotics, money laundering, murder, political assassination, fraud, pedophile rings, institutional incest, arms trade, as well as crimes against humanity, including but not restricted to, like we were just talking about, genocide, sadistic torture, germ warfare, ritual and satanic murder and cannibalism, child slavery, general slavery, and wholesale destruction and suppression of human history, knowledge, and wisdom. Boy, that's a list that we're going to get into today. 800-313-9443. We'll be back after this short message with Franco Collins.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Oh, walking towards Washington.
Walk till peace has come.
Okay, we're back. First segment of the Investigative Journal. Like I said at the break, my guest is Franco Collins, author of The Almanac of Evil, and he's been with me before discussing this interesting document, lengthy document that he's presented, and that we just scratched the surface of it, and that's why I brought him back from Australia. Franco, how are you today?
I'm really well, Greg. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I know it's early there. By the way, it's Wednesday, it's Wednesday over by you, correct?
Yes, Wednesday and 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow. So have a good cup of coffee, and sorry to wake you up so early.
It's for a good cause, Greg.
It is for a good cause. That it is. Before we get into your motives again, I want to spend 2 hours with you today. So we have a lot of time to get into things that you want to and want to explain to the American people about your motivations behind this Almanac of Evil. But I do want them to know about your background, because you have a quite interesting background, as well as who your uncles and some of your family members are, because this adds a little bit of intrigue to this story, because it must be difficult for you to say these things when you have an uncle that is one of the top Jesuit thinkers. So I'd like to know about that. Go ahead.
You know, Greg, look, it is the most difficult thing for me to write about how evil the Vatican is and has been, and the Catholic Church from the very beginning. When I was brought up amongst priests, nuns, and religious people, that to me at the time were like heroes. I had no intention for my whole life, really, to ever think of them or think of the church, I should say, as anything but good. And when I wrote my philosophies and ideas, I kept keeping and putting away to the back everything I found that was inconsistent, like Pope Pius's involvement in World War II. I put that aside. I just couldn't understand it. It must be something wrong. You know, the Inquisition, something wrong. Burning people, something wrong. Genocide, something wrong. Pedophilia, something wrong. Until I got to the end and thought, this is all wrong. So it's been very hard for me, but I guess you have to face sometimes that truth separates, and family, as thick as it can be, you really have to make a decision in your life where you stand by your beliefs. So that's what I've done.
And, yeah, explain a little bit first about your background, and also then try to tell us a little bit about some of your family members who are higher level Jesuits and Vatican officials. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my background, I've had a varied career of different sorts. You know, my family really is arguably one of the oldest families of Ireland, and its history is steeped with the mystery of the Druids. And in fact, our family name is related to the Holy Tree, or should I say the Holy Tree is named after our family. In the history of our family, we've had priests and religious as far back as there's been religion. And certainly since the Catholic Church has been on the scene, we've had relatives that have been in important and influential positions for centuries. In the last 50 years, I guess the two most notable relatives would be Gerald, currently probably one of the, if not the, most influential Jesuit theologian at the moment, and my great-uncle, who was the Bishop of Ballarat and one of the secretaries to the Pope for the Second Vatican Council. But I've also had other relatives. I had great-uncle Gerald, who walked out of China as a missionary when the communists were killing the priests. So, I mean, there's many, many in the history of the family, and it's right throughout our history.
And how did this go over with your uncle, who is the Jesuit theologian, when this was finally brought public? You know, we're going to tell people how to get your this document. But how did that? What conversations have you had with him regarding this?
Well, we haven't really faced this yet, but I suspect that the next family do later this year. It will almost certainly come up, if not by Gerald, then by some of my other relatives, I'm sure. But no negativity so far. I think there's a bit of denial on the part of the family and people that know of the O'Collins, that any O'Collins could reveal these kind of truths.
And any response yet from others in the Vatican on this document?
Well, I think the hardest thing for them, and hopefully we can get into this later on, is in order to respond, they have to read. And I think people probably don't quite understand just how complete and how intensive the reading of this will be for anyone within the Vatican and anyone that's charged by the Vatican to understand it in order to try and destroy it. So I think they're struggling at the moment just to get their heads around what they're looking at.
Right, so why don't we start with what this document really is. First of all, your motivations, again, for writing this and to research it all the way back to the time of Jesus and perhaps even before. So tell us your motivations, what your thoughts were when you first started compiling this information, where you were, what your focus was. Go ahead.
Well, it began very simply from an offshoot of writing other ideas like Eucadia.com, like HealTheEarth.org, ideas to try and give a better basis and a better structure for change, positive change. And it struck me that every time I researched, I found that there were hundreds and hundreds of people that had gone before, thousands, and tried to make a difference. All had been defeated. And it struck me that a futile effort it would be to try and make positive change if there is a force actively working against humanity still. And the more I researched this, the more I realized that unless you address and finally destroy the epicenter of evil in this world, nothing will come of the future. Nothing will change. We will just see the deck chairs continue to shift and this impression that the world is somehow getting better. Well, it's not. It's getting worse.
Right, and that is a turn. You know, once you and you say the epicenter of evil, let's get into, and that's your motivations were to figure this out, I gather, correct?
Absolutely. It was a last resort. I mean, I didn't start writing this first. I wrote this last. And it came about simply from how do I and millions of other people contribute to making this world a better place? Why has so many reforms failed? What is causing this world to still have, literally today, hundreds of people being killed in Iraq? What is going on here? And when I discovered that this wasn't just an isolated part of history, but a litany of crime for over 2,000 years, then I realized this is what has to be addressed first.
Okay, and you list the litany of crimes in the beginning of your, and I call it a quasi-legal document because the way it's presented, actually naming defendants and people involved that are living today, but tracing back the evils of their predecessors. And I, at the opening of the show, listed all the crimes that you are charging these people with. And backing it up with facts going back to the beginning of time, which is quite interesting because I think what's happened here is that there are so many misconceptions about, I mean, how can we really, there's so many ideas about what happened 2,000 years ago. I think what you tried to do is look at it from all points of view and come up with the best set of facts that you could, correct? Is that close to what
you're saying? Absolutely. 100%, Greg. The truth is that people are confronted with 1,000 different versions today, making what is the one true version impossible to really understand without some research. And yet that underlying understanding that the historical figures, we call Jesus and the apostles, really have absolutely nothing to do with the history of crime that we see through the Vatican. And this is such an important point because the Vatican has held on to these icons from the very beginning to really discredit what was the original story and the original message from Jesus. And they've done that to hide their underlying evil agenda. And so today, when a Christian hears of any kind of attack from any person against any Christian part, They feel themselves that they are under attack and Jesus is under attack. And, of course, that's not true.
All right, so let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back 2,000 years. And we have a minute here. Let's just start and tell us what you found out.
Well, firstly, there people treat the whole Holy Family in isolation, a family of poor carpenters, through a range of miracles. Of course, this is a story. This is an historical fact. And you've got to understand that a war was raging then, as now, between good and evil, between people that saw power to perpetuate their positions and people who wanted to reveal the truth. And the key person who wanted to reveal the truth at the time was Jesus. And so we still see today the problems that he faced when trying to reveal the truth of murder, of genocide, of lies, in his time. His enemy was called the Sadducees. So when we go back to 2,000 years, what we see is a war raging in exactly the same way as today, but with less opportunity than we have today to finally end their reign.
Yeah, go ahead, continue.
Well, look, I think the thing that you've got to...
I told you to continue, and then the music starts. So here's what we'll do. I know it's 4 a.m. there, so get a sip of coffee there. I'm going to grab a sip myself, and we'll be back with Franco Collins on the Investigative Journal.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
Okay, you're listening to the Investigative Journal on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My guest is Frank O'Collins, and he's written a quasi-legal document, a lengthy document called The Almanac of Evil, trying to get at the epicenter of evil that still reigns in our world today, and that is the Vatican. Let's go back, Frank. We're back at the time of Jesus, and tell us what you found out. Go ahead.
Well, I think the most exciting thing that I've discovered, Greg, is the motivation and the understanding of why the Vatican and Christianity seems to have this habit of doing evil when it claims to be good, and why we find ourselves today in this conflict. And it comes down to this. Around the time of Jesus and his agenda was against a force called the Sadducees. The Sadducees were nobles that tried to claim heritage of the line of David. This was the kings of Israel. And what a number of people wouldn't immediately realize is that around 600 BCE, the Persians under Nebuchadnezzar actually executed virtually every single noble of the Israelite court because they were Satan worshippers. And only one line survived, and that went to Ireland. So that these people, mostly from Syria around the time of Jesus, were themselves maintaining a lie over the Jewish population. So what Jesus wanted to do was reveal that the religion that people were worshipping at the time wasn't a noble religion, but a religion based upon a history of lies. He, on the other hand, was looking at a religion of reform, of a quality of life, of vegetarianism, of an enlightenment, of a much more intimate relationship between God and individuals. But to the Jewish high priest, this was absolutely the last straw. It was absolutely a time where if they did not answer this, their future was over. They had one problem, though. Jesus was a full Roman citizen. So let me explain another thing. At the time, Roman citizens were the only people in the world that had any rights. And as a Roman citizen, you couldn't just roll up there and kill them or charge them for some petty crime. They had to go through a full justice system. So the Jewish high priest couldn't simply arrest Jesus and have him put to death. If he wasn't a Roman citizen, they could have stoned him any day of the week. And of course, this is one of the anomalies of the New Testament that tries to hedge its bets by saying, ah, well, we could have arrested him. The truth is they couldn't. And the fact that he was brought in front of Pilate shows that he was a full Roman citizen. But what happened was, after the crucifixion and after the story of his resurrection came out, there was a huge famine from about 44 to about 48 CE. And during that period, all the wealth of Jesus' father and all the attention of the apostles was devoted to helping the population. Now, this created a window of opportunity, an incredible window, for the forces against Jesus to create a fictitious religion. And that's precisely what they did. They used the charity work, the historic charity work of Jesus' apostles and his brother, to go to all the satellite communities around the Mediterranean and create false charity. And what they did was they literally went to the apostles and said, give me your text and we will support you. And the man who did that was Paul of Tarsus. Saul, or we know him as St. Paul.
Yeah, explain. Keep going. This is quite interesting. We got 2 minutes before this break, and then we'll come back. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, the thing is this: Paul was raised. He was a Syrian. He was raised and trained by the Sadducees. He was sponsored by the Sadducees, and he had a best friend. His friend was a fellow by the name of Josephus ben Matthias, who was the son of one of the high priests. And at the time, there was a reigning high priest family, the house of Ananus, or Ananias. And you might remember one of those family members was Caiaphas. He was the man that ultimately gave the sentence against Jesus in the Sanhedrin. But they had reigned on and off for about 40 years, and they were like effectively the religious mafia of the time. So when this famine occurred, and they saw that the apostles were trying to save people from starvation, they took it upon themselves to charge Paul, instead of murdering apostles and leaders, to actually creating this fictitious religion. And they came up with 7 quite specific objectives of this new religion called Christianity. And I'll try and read them very quickly, and if we get hit by the break, well, hopefully we can come back. But the first
one... Yeah, we will. We'll come right back with it. So go ahead, start.
The first was this: to render the Gnostic teachings, which were the true teachings of Jesus and the Nazarenes, ineffective by producing a counter-religion claiming to be the only true faith. And it was based on simplistic symbolism, conformity, and hatred of knowledge. Each of those are absolute key features. The second was to perpetuate the strength and credibility of the sacred Jewish text. And
let's hold it right there, okay? Let's come back and we'll hit those 7 points again. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information.
Stay connected
to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Couple program notes here. You'll have to go to republicbroadcasting.org in the future. That's where the radio station's website will be, republicbroadcasting.org. The archives are back up until January 26th or 7th of this year, and the rest of them should be up this week, I'm told. Until then, you can go to my website at www.arcticbeacon.com. You can scroll down. You'll see a little box that says Important Notice, Audio Archives here. And you can get the archives of this show and the other shows in that interim period of all the other shows on RBN at if you click that Audio Archives Here button by Important Notice in the Important Notice box. So you can listen to this interview just a couple hours after it's over. If you want to go back and listen to it, download it, you can do that. Which is good. We want this message to get out, and we're going back a long way to get an intellectual understanding behind what's happening to us today. The Almanac of Evil was written by Frankel Collins from Australia, and Frank, how can people access that right now? Can you give us that website?
Well, I'd probably say the simplest is to actually go to your site and click on the there is a banner ad there called the Almanac of Evil. And that can get them straight to it, or they can type I think that's probably the simplest, I would say.
Yeah, why don't we just leave it there, and maybe in the second hour we can give both out. But just go to my website at arcticbeacon.com, and basically what you can do there is just click on. You'll go down about halfway down the page, I believe, and you'll see the Almanac of Evil. You'll see the Almanac of Evil there, a banner, so you can access it there. Okay, Frank, let's go back to those 7 points you were trying to make.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. I think the 7 points are critical because if I was to try and distill what is, unfortunately, hundreds and hundreds of alleged crimes by the Vatican, it's these 7 points that make it, you can get to understand where all this comes from. And they were, firstly, to render the Gnostic teachings of Jesus and the Nazarenes ineffective. The second was to perpetuate the Jewish sacred texts that were created by Jeremiah, Baruch, Nehemiah, and Ezra as part of the liturgy. And the reason that second point was critical to the Sadducees was that this was exactly what Jesus was trying to destroy. Jesus and the Essenes from Qumran knew that the Old Testament was a made-up set of stories essentially created to stop the noble Jewish families from child sacrifice, so that the way they wanted to stop the Gnostics was to effectively overlay these made-up stories and make them part of the liturgy. The third was to destroy any text and references to Jesus and the Nazarenes, the original text. And if it wasn't for the Nag Hammadi scrolls in 1945, they would have succeeded. There was no references other than in Irenaeus and other early writers who were attacking Gnosticism to any of the primary texts. So they'd done an exceptional job at destroying all the evidence of what Jesus originally wanted to say. The fourth was to, where not possible, destroy, rewrite and the evidence and try and contradict the initial claims. So here Jesus has a final supper where he's replacing meat with bread. All of a sudden it becomes a sacrifice ritual of bread and blood, his body and blood. So they turned a vegetarian ceremony into a satanic blood ritual. Here is Jesus being executed effectively on his birthday, and his Christianity separating his birth and his execution as two totally separate and fictitious days. Both Jesus' birth and his execution was 14 Nisan under the Jewish calendar. So there's hundreds of examples where they've gone in and deliberately contradicted the initial history. Three more to go. The fifth was probably the most controversial, was to usurp all the members of Jesus' family and his disciples, and where possible, ensure their death. Now, if you said to a Christian and you said to a Catholic, well, your religion went out there to actually murder the family of Jesus, they would just laugh. They'd say, well, how could you say that? But this was a very key objective of the religion created by the Jewish high priests and by St. Paul, which we now know is Christianity. And the sixth was, most importantly, to structure the new system so that it was multi-layered. So when we go to church and go to Mass, that is the lowest level. But above that is a thing called a high Mass. And the high Mass is a satanic Mass. And it's virtually identical to the lower Mass, except it's the Mass where all the power is concentrated. So when Catholics dutifully go off to church and eat the body and drink the blood of Christ and perform in simulated rituals of Satanism, all that energy, all that focus is brought to a head when they have the satanic rituals in exactly the same churches and sacrifice people. And the last, and probably not the least, is to curse every person that follows this religion blindly. Now, that is why we're dealing with evil, because they are the objectives of evil. That's exactly why it was formed.
Yeah, can you explain? That last statement was powerful. It's to curse, even the religion the religion itself curses people who just follow it blindly. Meaning?
Meaning these people were obsessed in power. And these people weren't only obsessed in power, but they were trained in power. They understood the initial identities of Satan. They understood the identities of the demons. They understood because they were the inventors of black magic. So they understood the power of trapping souls. And if you ever look at some of the very sad history of voodoo, you understand that if a person believes they're cursed, then they're cursed. And if you can trap someone believing when they die that they are beholden to you, then they are beholden to you. And when you control forces both in heaven and earth, you are a very, very powerful force. But later, I hope I can tell you that part of what I've been trying to do is end that in a quite simple way, but to break that nexus that they have between cursing people and what they do still in evil.
Right, and I think let's continue on, because I think as we move forward, we'll see the Vatican's role in all of this and how it evolved. So why don't we continue forward with what you think is important that people understand. I know it's impossible to really cover 2,000 years in 2 hours, but I think we can get a good hold of an understanding maybe of what went on before us so that we don't repeat the same thing over again. I think that's the real key to this, to understand a little better what this evil force has been for thousands of years and how they still operate under the same mechanisms. Go ahead.
Well, once you understand that these are pretty close to the objectives from which St. Paul and Josephus, who we call St. Luke, and the high priests formed Christianity, then you can move forward and start to see that there was a clear objective. The enemy was knowledge. The enemy was self-knowledge and freedom. And again, you'll find when we talk a bit later on why the Declaration of Independence by the Founding Fathers is now still the most dangerous document that the Vatican faces, because it is the high watermark after probably 1,500 years. But what the Christian religion did through St. Paul and through St. Luke was work towards a ground zero, that is, taking everything in history back to the most basic level to control everything. And they achieved that around about 550 under Emperor Justinian. People don't realize that bricks, sanitation, a whole modern society was in operation 100 years, 200 years prior to the birth of Jesus. And if Christianity and Paul had never got his way, we would have been driving hydrogen cars at about 400 CE. We probably would have been on the moon by 800 CE. But, the Greek philosophers knew the earth was round and it rotated around the sun 150, 200 years before Jesus' birth. So, again, people don't quite understand just how far they took us back to ground zero. In 550 CE, under Justinian, we had the worst plagues in human history because they had destroyed Christianity had destroyed every single piece of city infrastructure. And that's where we started. We started back in the Stone Age, and they've been in control ever since.
So get us to Justinian now and move us forward to the highlights of what the crimes of this institution, what they actually did throughout the centuries.
Well, I think the one that we need to focus on first, because it's probably the most dramatic. The two things that the Catholic Church perfected over centuries was genocide and slavery. And from 550 onwards, anyone that was still alive, and only one in two people survived the plagues in the world, were either going to be burnt or they were going to be a slave. And the slavery, I think, is probably the one we should fast forward to, because there's a lot of stuff people can see in what they did individually. But in terms of big systems, about the 13th century, the Catholic Church realized that if they forged documents and claimed territory, they could divide and conquer the rest of the unchristianized world. And they did that. They did that with Portugal, and they did that with Spain. And they set up a set of treaties where they would be paid on the successful delivery of live slaves a royalty fee for effectively owning the global slave market. And you can find the papal bulls and the references to those in the Almanac of Evil in those chapters, I think chapters 13, 14 and 15, which were the base, if you like, contracts that set up the global slave trade. And that revolutionized Europe. That is where we saw from serfs and courts and no economic activity to seeing the world even get a bit of a heartbeat back from the days that before the great Ground Zero windback.
Now, you just an aside here. Let's discuss, you in fact say the Bible itself provides some of the clues of what we're talking about here. How do you reconcile, let's say, someone who strictly adheres to the Bible? What is your thoughts about that?
Well, last time we spoke, I said there's no worse a feeling, a sickness, realizing you've been deceived. And I think any of us that have gone through that feeling know that it's one of the worst. So I don't wish that upon anybody. But the Bible was written for one purpose and one purpose only. It was written to stop people killing their children and worshipping Satan. It's why the story on Abraham sacrificing his son and at the last minute substituting it with an animal is probably one of the most important parables in the Old Testament. It was written by the Persians, the Zoroastrians, to try and stop the Israelites from killing their firstborn children. And it never was written and designed to be a supreme or divine book of inspiration. So I'm very sad when people feel that it's the Word of God and they believe what Paul and what St. Luke and endless popes have told people. It's not. It has a noble purpose. It was written by very smart men. It has some good parts to it, but it was there to do a job. It wasn't there to inspire, like the Rig Veda from India or Buddhist or Confucius Analects. You know, it was there to effectively stop a behavior. And in fact, the number 666, which John, the last of the apostles, got into his book of Revelation without it being edited, related to one historic event. The Persians destroyed the temple, and Peter, St. Peter, destroyed the temple again on exactly the same day, 666 years after, for exactly the same reason, because the Israelites were Satanists. I'm sorry, until rabbinical Judaism changed their whole religion into a fantastic religion, up until that point, they were in their noble families, Satanists.
Yeah, and what my point is, just from my humble view, I've always felt deep in my heart that people of good, people not of what you would say this world, no matter what faith they may adhere to, can work together to find the one God. I mean, you can agree with that, Frank, could you not?
100%.
And I don't understand. I think what happens is that they use stories of the Quran and the Bible and others to drive a wedge between goodness, between all people. And there is no one way. Now, some people are going to disagree with me, but I believe there are many ways to find God. You can find him through good people, through the writings in the Bible. You can find him through other writings and other in the Quran, things like that. Am I off base on that, or is it just, again, that wedge people want to drive between religions to, in a sense, corner the Word of God for their own purposes? And I don't believe that's the way he would think. Do you?
Well, hopefully we can get on to it later on, that some of the stuff that I've written in a constitution called One Heaven and an idea of the effectively the end of the curse, the end of cursing ourselves and this division that we have allowed ourselves to become, where wisdom is franchised between religions. I absolutely agree with you. Wisdom is wisdom, no matter who says it, where it's said, and what time. And wisdom is a way of helping us through the pressures of life and the pressures of society and making sense of life and death. And unfortunately, some religions and some people have created a system which is not just separating, but perpetuating evil. And we have to end it.
And that's where the Vatican comes in. We're going to come back and discuss this more with Frankel Collins. Call us at 800-313-9443. We'll be back right after this short message.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and I might add this, Frank, if I could just explain something to many of my listeners on what we're talking about here. The way that, and there are many people out who, there are many people who believe the Word of God is in the Bible, and I believe that to be true. I believe also it can be analyzed this way, that maybe God sprinkles his words in many places. Let's take a simple example of a person who can't read, a person from a country that's an island that has never been able to be educated or to listen to what we're talking about. But I believe a person like that can also find God's word sprinkled maybe in the leaves of the trees, in the rain, in the grass, in things that we may not quite understand. So I really believe that we can unify people. It's not, some people are going to say that your message may divide people who believe the word of God strictly in the Bible. And I don't believe that. I believe it's a unifying force to understand that his word could be sprinkled in many different places. And the question becomes, is there a God who will come down and fight this evil? And I believe that to be true. And you can find him in many ways. And I found him through people who believe in the Bible. And I really have thanked these people so much because they've helped me listen and understand that there is a good force that will come and help us fight these people. And I think what you're trying to do is help that, is to fight the real evil epicenter that has been controlling and killing so many people by dividing us, division between this. You know what I'm getting at, Frank?
I do, Greg. And I think if I was to say, what is my hope? My hope is that generations beyond our lives are born with a belief that they're no longer cursed, and that when they look at their neighbor, whether they be black, white, yellow, whatever they believe, that they see what is similar to them and not what is different to them, that they are united in their humanity and not divided. And I think people have to realize, don't have to realize, but I use this saying, if you believe in hell, you believe that war still rages in heaven. And when we talk about God and we talk about evil and goodness, we're talking about a story that has been going on for a lot longer than you and I. And what we find ourselves in at the moment is, if you like, the closing of another major chapter in that history, not only by our choices, but in fact by some of the words and some of the insinuations that are coming out of the Vatican themselves. The Vatican themselves are looking for this closure. They're actively looking for this point which they can look at and say, we have reached the end. They call it the end of days or rapture, whatever you want to call it. And I think people hopefully will understand in what I'm writing that it's not negative towards people who believe in the Bible or any religious work. It's about the unifying of us and the elimination of evil, wherever it is, that stops us from becoming better people.
Yeah, good. Well said, because I think what that means is, very important, that you're not trying to divide, but you're trying to really make it a simple question. What is good? What is evil? And we're going to get into that right after this break on the Investigative Journal and direct that question right to the head of the Vatican. We'll be back after this short message.